Welcome to the show. Appreciate you tuning in here on Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. We got some exciting news. I hope that you're able to see what we're doing here. I'm just trying to get one thing set up. We're trying to start a new feed on a Ustream, and what we're doing is we're just trying to make sure that it sounds good and that it sounds strong and positive coming through the signal and stuff. So we're going to go ahead and try and get that on real quick. I hope you bear with me. And we'll get this going really quick. Today, we're talking about relationships. We're going to carry on what we were talking about the other day, was partnerships and how to get that stronger. I really believe that a lot of people need to understand how important it is for your immediate relationship, the partnership and stuff, how that works and how it can get going and how we can make this happen. So I want you to realize that relationships is the most important thing that you should have in your marriage. Amen. It should be the most important thing you should have in your entire thing of having it. Amen. Well, let me get my show stuff out. I'm still trying to mess with this computer screen on, and it doesn't look like we're going to get the Ustream up right now. But we're going to talk about different things. Let me put on a commercial real quick. I apologize for that, but I really want to get this thing on, and it's the only way we can do this. So it's a commercial about our ministry, our book commercial. Here we go.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check. Money order. We also take credit card. And if you want to call in and
perform the drudgery of their daily tasks against the background of ever present danger.
God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace. God bless
you. The women's army corps. These American women left their everyday courage.
Well, my friends, I don't think we're going to get it going as far as having this thing broadcast. We'll have to work out the kinks in it tomorrow on the show, before we get to the show. But we just got all signed up with Ustream, and we're just going to be on there. It is disappointing that we can't get on the program right now, because we have everything running, and I was really excited about having that there and trying to get it going. But, oh well, right? You can't help but try and get things going when you can. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get this station, this broadcast, and as many as I can, social networks, and also places that carry signals. I think on YouTube we can't really have a full 24/7 station running. They only allow us to do like 10 minutes or something like that. But we are on YouTube now. We've had several hits on the one show that I put on there. I have all these shows that are Monday through Friday that we've had about 3.5 weeks, maybe 4 weeks of shows since we started that format. And it's good that we can have them, and it just takes time to edit them down to 10 minutes. We can only put an hour show to 10 minutes. So all I do is I take the first 10 minutes of the show, about 8 minutes of it. I edit it. All I do is I cut it right at the 8-minute mark. Then I put a tag for YouTube saying, hey, thank you for listening to Rev Media Network on YouTube. And then I put just another tag. I'd also mention to them that they should go ahead and try and get into a try and go to our website and try and listen to it and try and make sure that it sounds they can finish listening to the broadcast. So I do that, and then what I put it, also put a tag for the station, which if you've heard our broadcast throughout the day, you'll hear a little tag, and I sometimes play it here on the show, and it's basically a 12-second promo saying you've been listening to Rev Media Network, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for listening. And so that way, I'm trying to encourage the people that are going and listening to the 10-minute show to come to the network and listen to the 4-hour show or to listen to the other network guys that we have on there, all the other talents and stuff. So I am waiting to see if that will actually happen, because if it does, then as far as people coming from YouTube, could we have a link there? And then we're going to be able to get something going and make sure that it's going to happen on the show. So anyway, let's get on with the show. We can't get this thing working, so we're just going to keep believing that God is going to work things out and God is going to figure things out. Well, on Friday, what we talked about was the partnering. And what we're trying to do on Mondays, we're trying to recap a little bit on Friday what happened and stuff. And we talked about the 8 things that'll keep your relationship or your ministry from growing and your faith in God from growing. So what we did was we talked about 8 things. And just to give you a recap of what we talked about on Friday, right here it says that we had, let's see, there's 8 things that affect your partnership. One was environment, the environment that you hang out with, the environment that you allow in your life, or the environment that you dwell in or live in throughout the day. That environment's going to end up hurting your relationship. If your environment is negative at work, if your environment is not positive, if your environment does not have everything that it needs to get going, then it's going to end up hurting your relationship as well. It's going to end up hurting your it's going to, whatever, like I say, whatever you go to, whatever you have, it's going to be challenged. It's going to be worked on. No matter what, you're going to end up having to put your life, you're going to have to put up everything in your life, you're going to have to put on hold. And I'm telling you this out of experience, that if you end up giving your heart to your spouse and you decide that you're going to be faithful and follow that person and whatever dreams they have, then you're going to be good. But if you end up listening to friends and family that may not like your spouse, may not want your spouse around them, then you're going to have problems. See, there's a lot of influence that comes into a marriage beyond what you look like and what I look like and what I bring an income and what you bring an income, and besides how much I love you and how much you love me and how much I ravish you and how much I don't ravish you. There's a lot that comes into a relationship. And when that comes in, I'm telling you right now, my friends, the negative forces around you, which is family and friends, if they bring in things that are not good, then you're going to end up having to understand that God is you're going to start seeing things happen and start seeing things that are not good going to happen in your relationship. So what I'm saying, my friends, is if you allow yourself to have negative influences in your relationships, then those negative influences are going to touch your life. Let's go on. Well, we talked also about attitude. If you have an attitude that's nothing but strife and anger, and that you're not a person that can resolve and make things happen, then I'm going to tell you this, my friends. I'm going to tell you this, that you're going to end up having something that is not from God. You're going to end up having something again that is not from God. Because I'm telling you, my friends, God is a wonderful, wonderful God But you know what? You have to negotiate. You have to compromise. And that's going to be the best part of our Exposing Lies today. Not to get ahead of myself, but we're doing Exposing Lies today. On the lie, Exposing Lies, what we believe. We do that every time we talk about relationships. Every time we try and get into this talk about relationships, we want to talk about lies. Because I'm telling you, everything you believe is how you're going to react. There's no surprise to you. You know why? Because you already know how to react to every surprise that comes. So nothing's really a surprise. It's just how you act. How you come into a relationship. How you respond. How you make sure and be difficult. Whatever you do, my friends, whatever you do is going to affect. It's going to affect. Your attitude is going to affect how successful your relationship is. Your attitude will affect all that, my friends. So my friends, I'm telling you this right now, that God is awesome and God is hearing what we're talking about right now, that your attitude needs to be adjusted. Another thing was fears. Whatever your fear is going to happen. Another lie is fears. Fears believe in things that aren't supposed to be there. Another thing is time. The other thing is doubt. The other thing is finances. Another thing was respect. Respect. Okay, guys, I'm kind of a little offset on this, but I just wanted to give you that quick information about that type of ministry and what we're talking about. And let me try and get the sounds going again because we lost some of the sound. I hope that y'all can all hear things and hear things that we're going. We're on Chat Tango, so the Chat Tango is up and running. And we are here at the studio trying to figure out why we can't broadcast on this thing, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep believing that God's going to end up working this thing out and see how this happens. Amen. Let's try one of our sounds. Let's see if you can hear our bell at least and make sure that everything in it sounds like it's supposed to sound. Let's see. Okay, there's the bell. Okay, we got some of the sounds. Okay, so okay, let's get back into what we're talking about. What we have on Mondays and what we start off on Mondays is with what we can take back. What can we take back from Sunday? What did you take home from Sunday? And we have some theme music for that. And I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Right, we'll use this one. What did you take home from Sunday? I'm going to tell you about this Sunday. It was this Sunday I preached the evening service at my church, but my pastor talked about something, and I'm like, hey, man, you're looking at my notes. He preached something that I was going to touch on, and what he preached on, well, I still preach my sermon, but he preached something that says, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Sometimes when we're out there doing God's work, what we're doing is sowing seeds, and we don't know who we've touched. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what we're doing, but we got to hold on to the plan, hold on to the vision, because it's got to have a start. It's got to have a beginning. It's got to begin somewhere. It can't start if it's just in your mind. It can't start if it's just in your heart. So his sermon, then what I took from it was it got to start. It got to begin. So right now, I'm going to let you know that we just put the site up. It encouraged me enough that I went ahead and published one of my other sites that I've been holding off on. And I've just been feeling, and like I've been telling you, I've been taking these belief therapy courses that I think that are powerful scripturally and they're strong. And that they're going to affect people's lives. They're going to fix homes. They're going to build relationships. And they're good. So I just went ahead, and I'm not finished completely with the course, but I've been counseling and talking and helping people forever. And this is not a license. It's just a certification. So it just kind of gives me more. I mean, you can only take someone as far as you have knowledge and spiritual revelation, my friends. You can only take someone as far as your knowledge will allow you to take them. And then you got to pass them on to someone else that can help them when you're counseling. You can't counsel everybody. You're not going to get them through exactly what they need to be get through. You're not going to get them through that. You have to be able to realize your limitations and know where your comfort level is and where your topside level is, and say, okay, this is as much as I can go. You need more help than I can have, and you got to refer them to someone that's probably a licensed professional or someone else. But our whole basis on the belief therapy is finding out and exposing the lies. And that is why on Relationship Mondays and Fridays, I keep going over the lies, what lies we believe. Because these lies are lies that will hinder you, hold you, and keep you from being happy. Devil don't want you happy. Devil wants you completely destroyed in your mindset and everything that you do. And so I'm telling you right now, my friends, I'm telling you now that you have to be able to understand God's work and understand what God is doing for you. But you're going to have to be able to hear God's word, because the only thing that fixes you is the word of God and the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the cross. Every kind of counseling has to come to the cross. If it doesn't come to the cross, it's not going to hold. You can say you're not an alcoholic and still go to Alcoholics Anonymous, and still it hasn't fixed. We have to fix you with the cross. We got to fix you with the cross. Now, I deal just in relationships as far as counseling and stuff and building up individuals that have gone through a hard time in relationships, trying to get things to not happen like what we've seen on television. What did we see on television this last week? It was horrible. I think it was last Monday. I'm not quite sure about that Pennsylvania man that walked right into that gym, and he just went in there and he started shooting people. I don't know why he did that, but obviously, when he did that, he had a deep issue, and then in that issue he had that issue of just with people, with individuals, mainly with women. I think in my notes, what I was reading through there, the notes that I thought of that would be interesting to bring up, was that he had been ignored by women. Women generally ignored him despite all his efforts to make himself presentable and handsome. And you look at the picture, and I'm going to go to that article. I was going to save it for one of our second segment, but since we're on that, we're going to talk on that, and then I'll just tie everything else in, kind of like what I normally do. But anyway, we're going to go to that article right now. It really gets to me that we're trying to get on this Ustream, and the actual broadcast of the show, when I'm broadcasting from the station, will actually stream straight to it. So we're simulcasting on Rev Media Network and Ustream, and then all the other websites, from Warren USA all the way to over here to Rev Media Network, Rev Ministries, Rev Media Publishing, all these sites are all getting it. But I want to get my live broadcast on as well, because I want people to get this live. I mean, I'm doing it live for a reason, to get people to call in and to get people to listen to the show and get their feedback while I'm on there, their chat and everything, and to build something good. Let's go to that article. Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. He was with anger and frustration. Apparently, he tried to attempt to do this twice. I mean, once before. This was the second time, and he actually did this. There was a horrible thing that happened that day, last week sometime. They even look at the picture of the dude. You know, he's not scary looking or anything. He looks normal. You know, normal people going through normal things. How heavy is relationships on people's lives? I don't know. How heavy is it? How heavy does it hold, and it pressures your mind and everything that you're doing? Huh? How heavy is it? How heavy is it in your lives that it weighs to so much that you can't even focus on anything else but not being successful? Look at this guy. He didn't look all that bad. I mean, I'm no chick or anything. I ain't no woman. Sorry. Wife tells me to stop saying the word chick. But I'm not. So I don't know what you're looking for in a man, or I don't know, but the dude, you know, he didn't look scary or repulsive. So, my question is to you, is do you notice how big an issue dating and relationships is to people. This guy got so frustrated with life, so frustrated with everything else that was happening in his life, that he decided, now this is what he decided, was instead of trying to find some professional help, and maybe he did, and maybe the help he got wasn't right, but before anything else could happen, he decided he was going to go ahead and take out the situation and take out what was happening in life. Now, I'm going to tell you this, my friends. That is why we have to be in the life of ministry. No matter if you're working 24/7 and you're doing other things, but doing what God wants you to do. Okay, that didn't come out right. You're doing other things besides the things that God wants you to do. And you're out there and you're doing whatever it takes to get your ministry out there and stuff, or you're doing whatever work you have to do, and you're working. We have to never, 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 never forget. Never forget the people that are hurting out there. This guy didn't reach out. Apparently he could have, but we don't know. He could have reached out. He could have tried to help. He could have tried to hold on to other people to help him. We don't know. But apparently he had an issue with rejection or with people not looking at him. He had a, if I was to analyze it as a individual trying to figure out how to minister to this person, he had definitely a self-esteem issue. Definitely, he had a mindset that he needed to have other things going in his life. He wasn't happy where he was at. He wasn't happy in his position in life. And he had a self... I'm going to grab this book real quick because it's exactly what we're talking about on Friday. The mind reading lie. He had the mind reading lie on him. And that was, you arbitrarily conclude that someone is reacting negatively to you and you don't bother to check it out. You prematurely define how people are feeling towards you without their saying so, and you think you know what people are feeling and why they act the way they do. That's a paranoid personality as well, a suspicious individual. And that's what this guy had. He already had his own life, and it probably stemmed from childhood of him not getting, appreciated more, or self-appreciation. When parents say good things about their kids, he probably didn't get enough of that when he was little. Maybe he was the second child. Who knows? But what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that he definitely didn't hold on to get help. Instead, he took actions in his own hands. Instead, he went and did something very, very wrong. So why is keepingmarriage.com out there? Why are we putting that out there? I'm telling you this right now. We're putting it out there not because we see people like this and we're expecting people like this, but you never know. Friends probably didn't even know he was going to do this. They just all thought he was antisocial, didn't hang out with people, didn't talk with people. Now, we all know a few people like that in our lives, don't we? We all know a few people like that in our lives. So, what I'm going to tell you is this. I'm going to tell you this right now. My heart goes out to people that feel like they've been left out. If you talk to any of my friends from high school all the way to currently, even family members, they would tell you the same thing, that I go out of my way to make sure you feel like you're welcome. I go out of my way. And I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm just saying that's my personality. So it's natural for me to put up a website that says keepinmymarriage.com. And it's not only for marriage people, but that's the title we're using on it. It's like it's about restoring, rebuilding relationships in marriage and Christian married couples and Christian singles. Why only Christians? Because I'm going to tell you the truth right now. The Word of God is helpful. The Word of God is going to fix you. But unless you're a Christian, unless you're walking with God, you're not going to be, this is not going to be a sustaining fix. Now, listen to me, please. It will not be a sustaining fix. Why not? Well, because you have to be renewed in your mind and living the life for God. Other than that, you're not going to understand its value, and you're not going to be reborn in thinking. The Word of God was designed for your mind. He said, I'm going to write a new law in your heart. I'm going to write a new concept, new rules, new identity in your mind, your heart, your soul. I'm going to put it in your heart and your mind. The Word of God fixes Christians. Wow. The Scripture is true. What a man sows, he reaps. That fundamental will work. A lot of the fundamentals in the Bible, these are just, if you took the Bible and took all the spirituality out of it, took all the Christianity out of it, took all the religious aspect out of it, took everything from God out of it, and just left it as a book of good thoughts, it'll be a great book of good thoughts. It'd be awesome. In fact, in the Word of God, it has more good things and good attributes through it that tells you how to live your life in a good way. But that's not why we're part of this, my friends. We're part of this because God has shown us His Son, Jesus Christ, and that He is the creator of the universe. That takes living a good life completely different and out of the picture. It's about living God's life. There's good principles in there, and sure, they will work. They will work. But to have a long-lasting and recovery or come bring you back from having a relapse in any kind of situation you're in, you can have a sexual relapse, you can have anything can happen in relationships, but to fix it you have to have God's word, you have to have God's power to fix it, because God is the healer, God is the fixer of your life. I don't heal it, I just present them to God and counsel them to get them to the point where they can get the knowledge that they need to live on. God will heal them. God is the one that adds the increase. We don't add the increase. We don't add the increase. God does. Amen? Amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial about Rev Media Network, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. God bless you, my friends. Thank you for listening.
I'm going to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the Auxiliary Studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Rev Media Network will be able to get you to where you gotta go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888- 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Hi, this is David Yannis, the host of MidWatcher at the Rev and the station manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just want to take a few minutes to talk to the pastors out there and the ministers out there and the missionaries out there and the Bible teachers out there that have these books all stored up inside their brain, stored up on their material, stored up on their computer desk that have not been able to get published or have not been able to even get out to the public in any form. I have a publishing department. It is called Rev Media Publishing. It is a subsidiary of Revelation Ministries. It has been publishing a book since 2005. We've been able to create templates, been able to typeset, be able to get ISDNs. We've been able to get all the information that you need to get your book published. This is a great opportunity for those people that do have books that are ready to go. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com to find out more information about our programs, more information about our packages. But let me tell you this. Many of us have sermons that have been preached, and we have written down. How about you take those sermons, you put them together, and you make yourself a book. And you get this book, and this book is available to millions of people through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, through your own website, through our website, and his network around the world. Wouldn't God want the Word of God that he gave you inspirationally to put that sermon together available again and again and again and again? Not only is it a tape or a CD, but it's in book format, and you can take it anywhere. You don't need no electronic devices, just a little bit of light, and you can read your book. Go to RevMediaPublishing.com. Again, that is RevMediaPublishing.com.
Okay, my friends, I think we got it going. I was able to set something up with the broadcast, and I could hear it on the monitor. So we're on Ustream, and we're doing it live. Amen. Well, all those fans on Ustream, I just want to let you know we're on the air. Just to give you a recap, we're talking about relationships today, and I'm all excited, and I can't wait to get this thing started and get this thing going again. Let's do a reset on some of the stuff we talked about. We talked about life in general, that if you have a marriage and you're trying to get things going, that you need to have something that's not going to stop the flow of your partnership. The flow of your partnership, there's 8 things that will stop that flow. We're going to mention them again really quickly. And the first thing I'm going to say is that it is your environment, your attitude, your fears, your time, your doubt, your finances, your respect, and agreeing. And we're not going to go into detail on that, but if you want to listen to that show, we have it on our website at revmedianetwork.com. It talks about those 8 things, and it's dated from Friday's date, August 7th. So you can just go to my host page on revmedia.com, revmedianetwork.com, and you're going to be able to find out that entire sermon. We've took enough time today trying to get Ustream on the air. So, my friends, let's kick off the relationships one more time. We're going to do our little song that we like, that I think all of y'all like, and we're going to play it one more time for all our audience. We have people listening from all over the world on Rev Media Network, and we're blessed to know that God is able to touch all those that are listening right now. And here it goes. You ready? Relationships. Every Monday and Friday on RevMediaNetwork.com. Listen on Ustream as well. All right, my friends, that's our promo music for today's topic. We've been talking about relationships. We kind of mentioned a little bit just before the break about that guy that took the gunman that hit the Pennsylvania Health Club. It was bitter over women. And we kind of went on that we know people that need some help in relationships. You know, I think that we get all of our ground for relationships, all of our how we react, how we're looked at, and what we do in relationships, and that's our dating and stuff. And that's possibly through our high school life, our life as childhood. If a person wasn't popular with the ladies, or wasn't really out there trying to be too much of a Casanova. I'm going to be very delicately walk through this because my wife is listening. But if the person did not have a successful, you know, just being out there and talking and real open to talking to people and talking to women comfortably and talking to guys comfortably, if a person, male or female, has an issue like that, it's going to stem from their childhood. It's going to cover that lie that we mentioned and that lie that we exposed last week on Friday. And that lie was the mind-reading lie. That you are assuming people don't care about you and people don't want to talk to you because they never do, never have, never would. Look at this guy's statements, quickly, that they found on his website. Women just don't like me. There are over 30 million desirable women in the U.S., my estimate. I cannot find one. Not one of them finds me attractive. That's what they found on his computer. He's a computer programmer on the diary on his internet. What is that telling you? Of course, the self-esteem issue we talked about the self-appreciation issue. He didn't appreciate himself, neither did he get the appreciation probably from his parents. Now I'm just talking out of my mind and out of my heart. And I'm not dictating or saying this is the true report of this incident, but I'm telling you this right now. A person like that's not going to go to a clinic. But he may go to a website. You probably see them sitting at your church right now. Now, I'm not trying to class them or anything like that. But what I am trying to say is that this person is definitely, definitely out there. And then we got to find a way to help them. Now, I put a little plug in here. KeepingMyMarriage.com is now up and running. I don't have it fully there with all of the time schedules and stuff for my counseling, but if you are looking for some counseling, and right now I'm going to tell you that it only works for Christians, and we covered that before the break, that it only works for Christians. The therapy that I do only works for Christians. Oh wow, it's raining in Houston, can you believe that? We've been waiting for rain all summer. It's just looked out the windows and it's raining. That's a blessing. Hopefully don't lose the signal. We tend to lose the signals when it starts to rain out here. But I'm telling you right now, my friends, God is good. And he wants to heal you and all your relationships and everything that you're going through. But it has to be a point in your life and in your marriage that you look for that help. And that's why I put the website up, keepingmymarriage.com, trying to get you to go in and listen and see what we have there for you. I know I mentioned my book, Almost Out of Grace. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I've had four testimonies or so. I put those testimonies on the website of Almost Out of Grace. And they're good. They're good. People that normally don't read books have been reading that book. And I'm not saying they're illiterate. I'm just saying that they don't have time and don't really have a desire to read a book. A lot of people are like that. They're able to finish it, but they say they cannot put the book down. That's the second book I've written that people have given me that testimony. Now, that just gives me encouragement that I can put a story together. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. You're listening to us right here on RevMediaNetwork.com. You may be catching this broadcast on any of our 7 or 8 sites with the players. And if you have those players that are out there, on the bottom there's a Chatango account that you can chat with me. So I'm hoping that you're able to hear it and see me. If you want to chat with me, you can chat with me. You can also chat on the Ustream menu, which I haven't got that connected yet, so don't put no chats in there. We're still learning. We just signed up today with them, and we're broadcasting our signals, and it's a good thing. Anytime that I can put these shows out there, we have Rev Media Network, we have Survivors by Faith, Midwatch with the Rev, and we have RelationshipSeries.com. Now, those carry our older broadcasts, and I'm going to start adding some newer shows in them too because a lot of people are hitting those shows. So I'm going to start adding some of our stuff. So I'm constantly uploading, constantly downloading. I am constantly in front of this computer all the time. And you know what? I know I'm doing something for God. What did we take home from Sunday? Was what the topic was as well. And my pastor preached this weekend. It was an awesome service. He preached a beautiful service about how whatever you're doing today for God is the start. That you're not too old, and it hasn't passed you, and that God has everything for you. That everything that you're doing today is being seen. As people are being touched. He read an article of a person that called him. He just read a quick little note, not an article, but a quick little note, just basically of how a person that they put a door knocker on 10 years ago, you know, door knockers are the little things you hang on the doors, and then you put the little Bible or tract that you're trying to give it to them. And he put that on there, and he had a call from a guy in South Africa, said, "Hey, I used to live near your church. I just want to let you know that 10 years ago, y'all put this track," which was like a little Bible preface, tells you about the Bible. It wasn't really the Bible, but just tells you good stories of the Bible to get you to come to church. He goes, "Well, I got that, and you know what? At the time, wasn't looking for God. At the time, didn't need God. But I'm out here in the middle of South Africa, and I want to tell you that I found God. That right there started me on a journey." So 10 years after the fact, he gets the testimony. He goes, "I just want to encourage your church. I don't know how big your church is. I don't know how small your church is. I just want to tell you that whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because it is touching lives. It is touching lives." My friends, right now we're broadcasting. Believing people are listening. Believing people are hearing. Believing people are touching this broadcast. And I'm going to tell you right now, they will. In Jesus' name, they're going to listen to our shows. I don't care what we have to do and how we have to do it. But we're going to be broadcasting live 2 o'clock. Monday through Friday. We're going to touch people's lives. We're going to touch people's hearts. We're going to make sure people can hear the power of God. It is not only myself. The broadcasters. I have several people, Dana Smith, Charles Mallett, my pastor, David Hope. We're about to get 2 more pastors, and we're putting on the Word of God 24/7 online. Right now, if you hear that thunder, that was not a sound effect. That was real thunder. I can't make that effect. It sounds too good. It's too natural. But what I can tell you right now, my friends, God is concerned about your relationship. I just really felt to go into that article and to take the time that we've taken to talk about that man. He killed, I don't know how many people in that article, but it was sad. It was sad. You just don't want to see that. You just don't want to see people killed over something about emotions and something about relationships. It's sad. How many reports have we heard that are just disturbing? I think here in Houston we had a report of a mother just doing some I don't even say what she did to her child, how she killed him and claimed mental problems. And it just goes on and on and on. You just look at that and it's demonic. When it gets so deep in your heart and so deep in your mind and where you can't control your actions because it's just taken over you. It's sad. It should not be like that. Your life and all that you do should not be dictated by whom you couldn't have dated when you were younger, or whom you could have and should have been married to, or whom you should have and would have kept in your life. That should not dictate what's going on upstairs in the brain. And that's why I'm taking these courses, because I want to help you, my friends. And I'm praying that something that I share with you, you can share with someone else. And you can take my thoughts, my ideas, my sermons and play them to someone and write them down and take notes and make sermons of them. I don't care about that stuff. It doesn't matter to me. It's God's word. I'm just a vessel. I want to see people touched in their hearts and their minds. I don't want to see reports like this on television and throughout the web. We have enough problems to deal with than worrying about someone that has emotional problems and it's hurting because they're not receiving love. Love casteth out all fear. We know that in the Word of God. Sometimes, my friends, the mental toughness is what I talked about on Friday, on Sunday night, yesterday. The mental toughness needs to be tapped harder and harder in our minds. We need to hold on longer and longer about God. It is sad, very sad, to see articles like that. We'll be right back. We're going to let you hear another quick commercial of our ministry. God bless you. Thank you for everybody that's listening and you on Ustream listening now as well. We're going to keep adding wonderful sites like that to get our broadcast out. Amen.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutofGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutofGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutofGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back. Welcome back. God bless. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172. This is your host, David Yanis, the Rev. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We got about 10 minutes left on the show, and I jumped into this, and it just really drove something in my heart. That was God just wanting to reach out and touch y'all. Just looking at life and seeing the things. KeepingMyMarriage.com, I pray, is going to be a blessing. We just put the site up, so we're getting a lot of broadcast out there. And we plan to do some things with that. It's probably going to be very successful down the road. And I'm hoping that you're getting blessed with what you're hearing and hoping that things are going to change for your house and for your health as well. A quick announcement, Promise Keepers look like they're starting to come back, and that's good. They recently had a crusade or a Promise Keeper event at Promise Keeper Stadium in Boulder, Colorado, and what they're going to do is they're launching a whole new campaign. Instead of it just being about men, they're going to have women and children there as well and focus on believing and praying for the Jewish heritage of the Christian faith and also praying for the poor and the needy and women who are oppressed. And that's good. They're honoring women who are oppressed and stuff. So that's a new twist to them, because they were just mainly about guys and men's and stuff. And back in the 90s, I worked here and there with some ministries that were directly involved with that, and it was a great thing. It's like you had to get on the Promise Keepers thing, and it was a big old thing. And they used to be huge. They used to have like $100 million budget. They were huge. They would have these huge conferences where thousands of people would show up. Thousands and thousands would show up, and it was a big thing that just swept the country at one time, and then it just kind of died off and just kind of tallied off, and then even Coach resigned, and well, he's back since of last year, and that's good. So you know, kudos to old Promise Keepers and what they're doing and how they're getting things happening out there. We're believing God's going to do some good things for them and see some good things happen for them. Amen. If you want information, more information on that. And that was brought to you by the Christian Post, I think. Yes, ChristianPost.com. So if you want to read that article, you can go to ChristianPost.com and just put Promise Keepers. It'll come out. It'll come out. And, of course, you can do a Promise Keeper search if you want some more information on that. But here we are, talking about relationships, talking about what's going to happen in people's lives. I play around a lot. I mean, I play my song and stuff for y'all. And I try and make things enlightful to you. And I'm telling you, my friends, it just hurts your heart. Amen? When you see people going through something. And that what pastors, when they say you have a pastor's heart, and I've been told I've had that, and the thing is, you care. And you want to see something happen for the people that you're ministering to. So, my friends, what I'm talking about today is helping hurting people. I had this whole other thing written out, and I was going to talk to you about it, but that article kind of just threw me off there. So, but let me go ahead and do the exposing lies. We definitely want to get that in. That's something that I promise you that I'm going to give you a new lie. Now, last week's lie, of course, was the mind reading lie. Today's lie, we're going to go into that. I got to get my theme music, so just give me one quick second, and we will get that going. And the theme music is, I think we agreed it was going to be Spring or Vision. Let's try Vision. Vision sounds better. Visions is, nah, it's too long. Spring. My friends, exposing lies. What we're going to expose today. We're going to believe that we're exposing lies we believe. This is from Pastor Dr. Paul W. Carlin's book, Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Life. It's a great book. I read it. One of my courses was in this book, and it just touched me that I just wanted to make sure that my listeners and followers, I don't like to call you followers because it sounds like I'm have some messianic complex. So my listeners, I like that better. The all or nothing lie. The all or nothing lie. You see things in black and white categories. If your performance falls short of perfection, you see yourself as a total failure. There is no middle ground. And that's got to be true on some points of people's lives where they believe that if they're not where they want to be in life, I've covered that before, in on relationships. Excuse me, apologize if I sneezed in your ear. I'll have to edit that. And, it's true. Because sometimes you may not be where you want to be in life, and you're totally frustrated. The all or nothing lie. The truth is, the lie is that you're a failure, and that you didn't make it because you didn't make it. It's performance-based, and it falls short. That's the lie. The truth is this. Everything is not black and white. Some things are gray. Now we're living in society. You know that. There's compromise and flexibility. Matthew 5:38-41 says, "You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you," don't I sound like a good country preacher, "that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue at the law and take away thy coat, let him have the cloak as well. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." We'll go with him too. My friends, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you finish and the project you're working on doesn't get to the point you need it to, or you're not where you need to be in life. You're not a failure. You are not of failure. In Romans 7:15 through verse 25, it clearly describes the possibility of failures. Paul uses his own experience as an example when he writes, "For that which I do, that was a tongue twister. Every time I read Romans, I run into tongue twisters. He starts singing sound like Peter Sellers from the Pink Panther. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I then do what I would not, I consent unto the law. That is good. Now then is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells in me." Okay. Whew, we can breathe. We got through that part. Anyway, my friends, the great apostle struggled with repeated failures. The verses paint an accurate portrait of the defeated Christian. It is the level most Christians live their lives. The solution is the cross of Christ. And what I tell you earlier, everything has to come to the cross. Because at the cross, everything was paid for, done with, and gone. We teach inhabited eternity, my pastor does, and I absorb it. Everything was done. Your salvation was inhabited in eternity. God knew you were being born, and you were born in a life of sin. God knew you need to be cleaned up, so he sent his son. His son died, which our Savior Jesus Christ, his blood redeemed you 2,000 years ago. But because we inhabit eternity, there is no space nor time when you come to God that he has always been and always will be, that a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day, that he's not subject to the time and space that we have to be subject to. That's like happening yesterday, or this minute, or 5 seconds ago. Forgiveness. Everything is done at the cross. Healing. It happened. It just happened 5 seconds ago, if you look at it in God's eyes. So that means turning the focus of your faith from self to finished work of Christ on the cross. Look at that. I'm talking about this and it's repeating it. Awesome. It is a life of rest recorded in Hebrews 4:9. This we're going to finish with this. These remains, therefore, are rest for the people of God. There remains, therefore, did I say these? Okay, I got to put this into the light. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Present tense, right now, not future, not the sweet by and by, but right now. Rest means cessation for self-effort, and we're going to stop at that. We're running out of time. I'm going to tell you thank you again for listening, but do not believe the lie of all or nothing, that you have to reach a certain point or you're a failure, or that life is passing you by, because it isn't, my friend. God got you right there where you're at. Right there where he needs you. God knows your address. He knows your email address. He knows everything you need to be at. He knows how to get a hold of you. He knows how to ring your phone, knock on your door, stop you at the supermarket, and give you a vision to help people. He knows what he's doing in life for you. So I'm going to tell you this, my friends. Continue to pray. Continue to believe. Continue to understand that God is good. Amen. Well, thank you guys for listening. Remember, you can email me, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Again, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. You can also email me at david@revministries.com or david@revmedianetwork.com. And I'm going to tell you again, my friends, it has been a blessing to talk with you. A blessing to be a part of your life. If you have any relationship issues, go to keepinmymarriage.com. Keepinmymarriage.com is going to be a site where we're going to help many people. Married, single, Christians, whatever. We're going to help as much as we can. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show.